AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Scottie Scheffler has the lead in the Masters after a wild Saturday at Augusta National. Correspondent Graham Agars reports.
World number one Scottie Scheffler recovered from a mid-round slump to take a one-shot lead into the final round of the Masters. Scheffler posted a 1-under-71 to move to 7-under, bouncing back after a double at 10 and a follow-up bogey at 11, with an eagle at 13 and a birdie at the last.
It was nice to be able to steal a couple shots around 13 and kind of get back in the tournament.
He leads by one from Colin Morikawa after his 69.
I know where my head's at, I know what I need to focus on, and I know what needs to be done if I want to, you know, close it off tomorrow.
Joint second round leader Bryson DeChambeau struck trouble on the back nine and tumbled three shots down the leaderboard after a 75 left him at 3-under. A weary Tiger Woods also struggled, posting a 10-over 82.
With an off day in the NBA, Major League Baseball and the National Hockey League took center stage on Saturday. We'll start on the diamond, where Juan Soto's three-run blast punctuated an 8-2 win for the Yankees as they swept a doubleheader with the Guardians. New York manager Aaron Boone was impressed as his team continued one of their strongest starts in franchise history at 12-3.
We're talking about a team that's really hot here early in the season that we're playing too. So, not an easy thing to do.
The Astros rallied past the Rangers to end their losing streak in the Lone Star Series. Correspondent Adam Spillane has more in Houston.
The Astros used a 7-run, 7th-inning rally to end a 4-game losing streak with a 9-2 win over the Rangers. Jose Altuve finished with 3 hits, including a 2-run double to help the Astros take control of the game.
Every time you put up an inning like that one, make you think, you know, we got to do more like that. It feels good. But I think we did it at the right time to start flipping things around and start winning games.
Kyle Tucker, Yordan Alvarez, John Singleton, and Jose Abreu had 2-hit games for the Astros. Tucker drove in 3 runs. Ronel Blanco allowed 2 runs on 5 hits over 6 innings.
The Twins swept a doubleheader with the Tigers. Denny Kapp was the correspondent on the scene.
Edward Julian and Willie Castro homer to help the Twins tame the Tigers 4-1 and sweep a doubleheader. Julian opened the scoring in the first, coming home after drawing a leadoff walk, and followed up with a solo shot in the third to put Minnesota ahead for good. Castro's 2-run shot in the sixth provided the exclamation point and ensured a 2-0 day for the Twins, who won the opener 11-5 in 12 innings.
We just came out today to be prepared for these 2 games, and we got those 2 wins, you know, and I just think the thing that we have is, and we have a lot of talent, so we're going to keep doing this, and it's a long season.
Twin slugger Carlos Santana snapped out of an 0-for-25 slump with a 5th-inning single in Game 2.
More on the latest in sports coming up next. Other MLB scores, the Brewers were 11-5 winners over the Orioles. The Royals won a slugfest with the Mets 11-7. The Phillies edged the Pirates 4-3. The Marlins triumphed over the Braves 5-1. The Cubs topped the Mariners 4-1. The Reds blanked the White Sox 5-0. The Giants pounded the Rays 11-2. The Red Sox downed the Angels 7-2. The Diamondbacks doubled up the Cards 4-2. The Blue Jays prevailed over the Rockies 5-3. The Nats bested the A's 3-1. In NHL action, the Rangers edged the rival Islanders in a shootout, as correspondent Tom Merriam reports.
The Rangers pulled out a dramatic 3-2 shootout win over the Islanders to move to within one victory of clinching the President's Trophy. The Isles led 2-1 going to the third period on a pair of Brock Nelson goals in the second after the Rangers' Braden Schneider opened the scoring with a shorthanded goal. They had a chance to go up 3-1 midway through the third, but Igor Shesterkin stopped Adam Pellick's penalty shot. The Rangers' Artemi Panarin then tied it with less than 5 minutes remaining. Panarin opened the shootout with a goal against Ilya Sorokin. Vincent Trocheck then scored to seal it.
When you play with confidence, you play your best version of yourselves, and I think that's been a big part of why we're coming back in games. I mean, I'd like to not be trailing in most games, but it's good to have that ability.
The Bruins scored twice in the first 14 seconds of their game against the Penguins and held on in a high-scoring win. AP's Dave Ferry has the story.
The Bruins have maintained their one-point lead in the Atlantic Division with a 6-4 downing of the Penguins. 13 Bruins collected points in this one, led by Pavel Zacha with a goal and an assist. David Pastrnak and Charlie Coyle each set up 2 goals for the Bees, who saw a 4-1 lead trimmed to 4-3 in the third period. Morgan Geekie, Brad Marchand, Jake DeBrusk, and Kevin Shattenkirk also scored for Boston, which received an empty netter from Danton Heinen. DeBrusk said the game was a good dry run for the postseason.
Another good test for us, obviously. That's what we're going to be seeing coming up, and in different ways, I guess. So, you know, sometimes it's going to be trial and error. It wasn't, like you said, clean, but we got the 2 points. That's all that matters.
The outcome also drops Pittsburgh 1 point behind Detroit, Washington, and Philadelphia for the second wild card in the East.
Bruce Morton was on the scene in Denver, where the Avs had a rough day against the Jets.
In charge throughout, the Jets routed Colorado 7-0. Their sixth consecutive win moves them into second place in the Central Division by 2 points over the Avalanche. Winnipeg coach Rick Bonus.
That's not their best game. We know we're going to see a lot better than that. I know their goalies had a tough night, so we're happy with what we did, knowing that it's not going to look like that when the playoffs start.
These teams will meet in the first round of the playoffs with home ice advantage going to the Central Division second place finisher. Adam Lowry and Sean Monahan each twice found the back of the net for a Winnipeg team that swept the three-game season series from the Avs. Connor Hellebuck rejected all 31 shots he saw.
Other NHL results, the Stars contained the Kraken 3-1. The Panthers edged the Sabres 3-2 in overtime. The Flyers were 1-0 winners over the Devils. The Caps captured the Lightning 4-2. The Red Wings won a wild one 5-4 in OT over the Maple Leafs. The Senators tipped the Canadiens 5-4 in a shootout. The Preds edged the Blues 6-4. The Canucks handled the Oilers 3-1. It was the Kings over the Ducks 3-1, and the Wild routed the Sharks 6-2. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh, AP Sports.